Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, somebody on Twitter called Weaponized Dissonance has said yesterday that he can't wait for me to make a video about the massive flooding that's happening in parts of the west of England and the Midlands due to Storm Henk and dysgenics. So, here is that video. I'm not sure it can be directly related to dysgenics, but it can probably be indirectly related to it. What we're talking about is a problem to be solved, which is that every few years, it seems to me, there is flooding in exactly that part of England, places like Worcestershire and Shropshire, because of some kind of storm. And we see every few years. There's a case of a farmer who built a protective wall around his property after his property had been flooded about 10 times or something in so many years. So there's an ongoing problem with that. It's a problem to be solved. And it seems to me that a more intelligent society, a council that was run by more intelligent people, would solve that problem. They would think ahead. And they would think into the future. They would think every few years we have this problem with flooding, and so what can we do? Are we making sure that the drains are regularly fixed, that the drains aren't broken? And the answer is no, they're not. And there is emerging evidence of flooding in exactly those kinds of areas, Malvern and places like this, precisely because the drains have not been maintained. It is the job of the council, above all, to maintain things like the drains and to save money and to live in the short term and to not live in the future, which is what intelligent people do. The drains have not been properly maintained, contributing to the flooding. Is there too much building? Are they building over green land which would absorb the flood water? Yes. There is constant pressure on housing. It's obvious why there is constant pressure on housing. But again, a people that thought about the future and that cared about the future would realise this, would plan ahead and would ensure that there was sufficient undeveloped land to absorb the rainwater such that the result wasn't flooding. Have they looked into the future and thought ahead and built barriers around the rivers to ensure that the rivers don't burst their banks, even though this has been going on for decades? Obviously not, because that would involve thinking about the future, it would involve planning, it would involve a relatively high degree of intelligence and future orientation and community orientation, and those things are associated with relatively high intelligence. And are they promoting these councils, the most intelligent people to solve the problems? Well, of course not. They are promoting diversity and inclusion and equity, box tickers, over the most intelligent candidates. So even if they were concerned about the future, if they were intelligent, if they were future oriented, if they wanted to solve these kinds of problems, then they're increasingly not promoting the kinds of people that are going to solve these problems. They're promoting people not based on merit and intelligence and ability, but based on diversity and inclusion and equity, box ticking. So they're going to be suboptimal at solving the problems. So you've got two related issues which are going to help to explain the magnitude of the flood problem. One is just decreasing intelligence, including decreasing intelligence among the kind of people that work for a town council that will sort this stuff out. And two is that that town council is not even promoting people based on their being the most intelligent. It's instead promoting people based on other factors, meaning that they make bad, short-term, incorrect decisions. So yes, in a very indirect way, you can relate to these floods that are happening in Malvern and Worcester, in Worcestershire and Shropshire and so forth, to low intelligence. Essentially, you should be building. The council should be building walls to keep the rivers in. The council should be building walls to stop the flood water. The council should be building better drainage. The council should be fixing the drainage such that roads don't get flooded. The council should be doing all of these things. But instead you have a situation where there's all of these flood alerts and all of these floods, and it happens again and again and again, and it will continue to happen again and again and again, and it will continue to get worse. As we got to the point in some some places in Worcestershire where cars are under 4 feet of water, where pubs are, the water's up to your waist, because it's incompetent organisation. And so in that sense, it is related indirectly to low intelligence.
Are you ready for the future of the West?